It's time for Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. We got a whole host of folks joining us this morning here in studio from Grin City, the Grin City Collective, Social Crossings Project. And Molly Rideout is with us. Hi, Molly.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, man. We got to turn up some microphones here. All right. So there we go. And we're joined. We've got a number of the artists here with us. And I'll just come around the room here. And if I mess up your names, please forgive me. I'm infamous for messing up people's names. Purvi Shaw, did I get that right?
Purvi.
Okay. And Keva Fox is over here.
Yes.
Hi, there you go. And Anna Swanson.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
And then we have a local resident, Linda Masuku, right?
Yes.
Good morning. How is everybody here?
Awake.
Yeah.
Awake. Good to be here.
What do you mean? It's the middle of the day. What are you doing? It's
ready
early
to talk.
There you go. So let's talk about the Social Crossings Project. First of all, for people who have been living under a rock, don't know what this is. So who wants to take this? What is the Social Crossings Project?
Well, Social Crossings is an exciting community participatory art project. We artists are interested in Grinnell's founding as an abolitionist town and the Underground Railroad and its presence here in terms of enabling enslaved people to reach freedom. And we are looking at how the Underground Railroad is relevant today and how are we thinking about racial justice, equity, and the present moment in the United States, and really kind of thinking about how do we tie history to the present moment. Sometimes we think about history as being in the past and like racial injustice happened then, but what does it mean today to think about justice, equity? And we were just really curious about community members in Grinnell and their thoughts about how do we see an Underground Railroad today? Do we need it in this present moment? And also, what does freedom feel like and what is freedom from people's perspectives?
All right. Well, and as you point out, really, what we're doing today is history for tomorrow, somebody's history tomorrow. Somebody's going to be studying us, you know, 60 years from now saying,
Yeah, and we hope also that this is a project that makes history in some way, you know, because I think so much of what we've heard from community members. I spoke to Mike and Lisa Gresham yesterday, and they were speaking about how we really don't know our history, you know. So I think it's been interesting for us to talk to Grinnell community members and to hear a number of folks who are like, oh, the Underground Railroad was here, or this was an abolitionist town. Or so I think, you know, when we talk about history, we also need to talk about how, you know, history is often erased and forgotten, and we always say history repeats itself unless you remember it. And I think our project is part of that process of remembering and really thinking about, you know, how is this history needed today and necessary?
So now this is a collaborative project amongst the artists here. Is it just the three artists that are doing this?
Yes, it's the three of us. And the community.
Well, absolutely. But so how did the three of you, and I'll ask this of you then, how did the three of you get together to decide you were going to do this project?
Yeah, so we are all alumni of the Grin City Collective Residency Program out of the Lucena Farm. So I was here in the summer of 2016, I think Purvi 2015, Keva also 2016. And Grin City's been having artists in residence for 11 years. Molly coming through with the data.
Always good to have somebody with the facts at the fingertips.
Yeah, for sure. So this project was opened up to any artists who've done Grin City already, and I think maybe Molly, you can speak to this a little bit more, but Grin City's transitioning right now to do more community-based and project-specific residencies, and I think maybe we can all talk about this a tiny bit, but this the larger project, which was called Map of Things No Longer Here, was intended really to be about building bridges between the community and different parts of the community, and to really recognize the multiplicity and diversity of this community and the many communities of Grinnell. And I think that resonated with all three of us in different ways and made us really excited to come be part of this project. I think for me, a lot of the work that I do, I'm from Portland, Oregon. We're experiencing in Portland right now a really sort of interesting moment in terms of how we're really beginning to address issues of white supremacy and sort of entrenched racism, patriarchy, capitalism, all of the sort of big issues right now. And so that's a lot of the stuff that I deal with in my work. And I think having a love for the Midwest and wanting to like bring that kind of work back to the Midwest and connect with other people who are interested in doing that kind of work was something that brought me to the project.
Okay. So, Kevin, let's talk about your take on all this here. Now, you alumni of Grin State, get right in that microphone. And so the three of you kind of, did you decide on this, or was this something that you just elected? This was given, and they said, hey, I want to be a part of that. How did this all bound together?
Sure. So initially, the way that this worked out, as Grin City is transitioning and we're all a part of the project as alumni, there's two groups, and I think we all came together in the beginning and sort of did some research. This is earlier in March, sort of went out, figured out what sorts of issues or themes were lining up, what sorts of interests we had, and then we came back together as a group of six, seven including Molly, and then tried to work through who would be the best fit in terms of two separate groups for the project. And I think Purvi, Anna, and I were thinking through a lot of the same things.
Okay. Yeah, it's always fascinating to me, artists collaborating on something like this, because you never really think, you think of art as being very, you know, personal. And we see people putting things together, and it's just like, wow, how do they get along? How do they do that? And how do they agree on what's going to happen? Because artists are, let's face it, you're temperamental.
Well, I think
I have two in my household, so let's not even go there.
I feel like one of the beautiful conjunctions in terms of working with Kevin and Anna is that we all come from different histories and perspectives, and we're able to bring that to the table. And I want to give a shout out to the Drake Library, because we did some archival research there, and I think that's how we really thought about working around the Underground Railroad, because there were two particular kinds of documents that we saw in the library that really moved us. One were stories from that time period about freed slaves and the process of, you know, being taken across in the Underground Railroad. And then also we saw all these documents about citizenship in terms of declaration of intention, and particularly at this moment, and I think myself as an immigrant, I was thinking about what does it mean to have to give up another land in order to be American, and then also who gets to count as American. And particularly at this moment, all of that seemed really important to consider. And so we were really excited to look at these documents in the Drake Library and think about, again, how can we connect history to the present moment? And I think we see the role of an artist, you know, in part, and I'll speak for myself, but I think I see the role of an artist as a cultural worker and a historian. And so it's not only, you know, kind of creating things from nothing, which is great in terms of imagination, but it's also about interacting with history, interacting with research, interacting with what's been created before. And I think that is the beauty of a collaborative project, is that you get all these minds and talents and all these histories coming together to really create.
We're talking about the Social Crossings Project with Grin City, and we'll get the details of how you can find out more about this. We'll talk with Linda, too, because she came in this morning, got up early. We'll do that. This is Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home.
Let's talk about Mayflower Community on Broad Street in Grinnell. Mayflower Community lets you choose the way you want to live, with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. Mayflower Community truly allows you to enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices in independent living, especially affordable campus apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower Community is where and what to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's always regular dining, and there are special meals and holiday meals with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, along with assisted living and memory support living. To see all the choices Mayflower Community offers to you, take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 to explore all your living options today. Mayflower Community, A Place to Call Home.
Back on Let's Talk, talking about Social Crossings Project, Grin City. We have the artists with us. We also have one of the interviewees, because you went out and you actually interviewed folks from the community, right?
That's right.
And got the information. One of those interviewees, Linda Masuku, joining us. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So what kind of ringer did they put you through asking you questions here? Did they ask you all kinds of personal stuff?
Well, yes, and I was very, very impressed about what they asked me, because I look at myself as an outsider, even though I belong now in Grinnell. But since I came as a refugee, how I look at what's happening in this country and how Grinnell is going through all this. And as an outsider, so-called outsider, because I'm not an outsider anymore. No. I came as a refugee, and when you compare the past with the Underground Railroad, for me, this is my refuge. Grinnell took me in, and I came here with little babies, and now they're all grown up, and I'm part of the community, and this is the best community. Grinnell is like a country on its own. I know it sounds strange to say that, but I came from South Africa during the apartheid era, and where there was segregation, complete segregation, and I landed in Grinnell, where I was probably 1% of the community, and it was incredible, fascinating, because now all these people that I ran away from, and I'm right in the middle, and they took me in. They made me feel at home. This is the safest place I call home, Grinnell. That place to the Underground Railroad, this is my refuge. And I explained to the ladies that there's a difference between packing your bags and coming to America and getting a visa compared to being a refugee, where you leave your country unwillingly. You have no choice but to leave, because of some political reasons, could be running away from persecution, religious persecution, and on and on and on. And then you end up having refuge in this wonderful country. And then looking around what's going on in the rest of the nation, I say to myself, oh my gosh, can we stop for a second and think?
I'm just curious, like, Linda, when you say what's happening in the rest of the nation, like,
well, you watch, you all turn on the television, you watch what's going on. People do not get along. There is so much division, and in every aspect, people have lost a little bit of humanity. Mm-hmm. People are angry, and they don't come to the table and say, let's talk. Let's discuss this. What can we do to resolve this? People are very angry. They go to their corners, and they come back in fighting, and there is no resolution. And I think the best part would be for somebody in charge to say, wait a minute. I'm in charge. This is what we're going to do. This is what I'm going to do for you. Let's work together. Instead of saying, oh, you hate me, you go back to your corner. Oh, I like you because you listen to me.
Yeah. Well, that's why you should vote for me for emperor, and we'll take all care of all that. Very quickly.
I think we might challenge you for that position.
There you go. It's nice that they're having an opposition in the election. Very quickly, because we're out of time. We're actually over time here. Real quickly, though, how does somebody find out what's going to happen now with all this information that you've done?
Yeah, so we are going to have a community party. Anna is going to DJ. We're going to have a dance party. We're also going to share on Friday evening, June 30th, is when the party is. It's at the Stew at 927 Broad Street. And we're going to start at 6 p.m. with food and go until midnight. And we're also going to share excerpts of the interviews we've done. We hope that the event itself is a social crossing, with people from the various quadrants of Grinnell coming, interacting, speaking. And we'll speak to what we've uncovered in terms of thinking about the multiple communities that live in Grinnell. And we want to have lots of fun, so we hope you join us.
Okay, so again, the party will be
at the Stew Friday evening from 6 to midnight. You can come anytime. Yeah, drop in anytime. It's free. And you can also, of course, find more information about our project at the Grin City website, grincitycollective.org. So we'd love to see you. And again, you add to the conversation. We couldn't make art without you. So we hope you'll be there and join us.
All right. And we appreciate you all coming in this morning. Kevin Fox, Purvi Shah, Anna Swanson, Molly Rideout, Linda Masuku, joining us from Grin City this morning here on 1410 KGRN. That's going to do it for this edition of Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. We join Fox News in progress.
Says, this family trusts the company whose name means security.